Many Arab Americans rejoiced at the capture of Saddam Hussein, but for commentator Diana Abu Jaber's Jordanian-born father, the sense of joy quickly gave way to more ambivalent feelings.
"Honey," my father called across the living room. "Did you hear that? They've finally caught him. They've got that devil Saddam." He took a sip of his Arabic coffee, thought a moment, then said, "So why don't I feel any better?" All Sunday morning, my parents' phone rang with calls from friends and relatives in the Middle East. "What do you think?" they asked each other. "Is it really him? Will they put him on trial? Will his soldiers stop fighting?" No one knew what to think. In 1991, at the height of the Persian Gulf War, my father came to a dinner party with me. The air rumbled with debate. I was starting to write a novel about Iraqi Americans, and many of my university colleagues were talking about Iraq. We were protesting and holding teach-ins. Most of us were adamantly anti-war, enraged at the media spectacle and the bombing of Iraq. The dinner conversation was intense. One of the professors, remembering that my father was from the Middle East, turned to him and asked, "What do you make of all this?" My father, who'd been uncharacteristically quiet through the discussion, stunned the table of writers and academics by saying, "I hope they blast that devil out of the water." It wasn't exactly the answer they were looking for. Then, as now, as far as Dad's concerned, there are two different issues at work that are not easily reconciled. These are the parallel problems of Iraq. First, the objections to a dictator. Second, the objections to war. While my progressive American friends raged against the use of a bloody war to achieve debatable aims, my father was thinking of the horrors of Saddam's regime. 12 years later, my father wonders if this capture really means anything in the long run. After all, Saddam has been out of power for some time now. But then, Dad isn't sure what will make him feel better about the world anyway. "I'm afraid the Americans are looking for something they will never find," he says. He's worried that it won't stop, that the hunt continues because it turns out that Saddam isn't what we were looking for. Elusive as the hunt for missing weapons of mass destruction and the hunt for mastermind terrorists. We may shake our fists at the sky and thunder bombs on the earth, but there are certain things that can't be found in the earth and sky, like a sense of security, peace of mind, and goodwill for all. Those things can only be found within ourselves.
The comments of Diana Abu Jaber, author of the novel Crescent and professor at the University of Miami.